Now, time for today's Cambridge Conversation. Earlier this month, internationally acclaimed vocal group The Swingles performed in Cambridge. They gave a unique performance, leading a workshop with a group of students at the Perth School before wowing their audience with some outstanding close harmonies and stunningly melodic a cappella arrangements. Just before the show began, I managed to record this.
So we've just stepped away from the main stage area to catch a quick word with Sarah Brimer-Davey from The Swingles. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us, you're in Cambridge today for a special performance at the Perth School. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? Is it part of a tour?
No, actually. We were in Bedford last weekend, and then we got the opportunity to be here this weekend. It's nice in the UK because we can just do, you know, short trips here and there.
So I'm picking up, obviously, you're not originally from the UK. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
No, I'm originally from Tennessee, but I've been here for 8 years, so my accent's really weird.
It's a bit of a mix of everything, yeah. Is it? Yeah. Tell us about the history of the Swingles, because you're quite an international group, aren't you?
Yes, we are. So the original group started in 63-ish. They were a band of session singers who just decided to make a Christmas album for their family, and it got picked up in the U.S., by a radio DJ, and the first or second place they ever performed was the White House. So it kind of went viral as you could back in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, start as you mean to go on. That's a heck of a place to start, isn't it?
Yeah. And since then, the group started out as mostly French. In around 74, they relocated to London, so then they were mostly English, and the group has never stopped performing, but personnel just kind of trips over a little bit by little bit. You know, one person may choose to go pursue something else, so we audition one more person to fill their spot.
Yeah, I was intrigued about that, because I guess it's not one group that's existed all this time, as I guess, right. Otherwise you'd be very old if you started in the 60s. So how many different versions of the group have there been over the years? Is it possible to know?
I think that the estimate is about 80 reincarnations. Yeah. So, you know, as soon as one person new joins, it's a different group, basically, because you're adding new skill sets, new preferences. So it's really, it changes a lot, even if one person joins. So.
Now, I was listening to you soundcheck earlier, and it sounds fantastic. Really looking forward to the main show tonight. Tell us, what are the highlights of the set?
Oh, gosh. We're having an album launch for our new album in March, but we've already snuck a couple songs in from it into the show. And it's an international folk album. So we've got this amazing piece from Bulgaria that's in 15/16. If you know anything about music, you know that meter is crazy. And it's really fast as well.
Because I guess what most music is 4/4 beats.
Yeah, roughly. And this one is in 15/16. So it's a lot of fun to count. But we've got some original songs in the sets as well. And that's a lot of fun because we've written this music specifically for us singers.
So I guess it's pitched exactly to how you would want it, or how you would be able to sing it at its absolute best, really.
Exactly.
So tell us about the group. How many Swingles are there at the moment?
There are 7, but in the past there have been 8. That's been sort of the norm.
Does that mean you're auditioning?
No, sadly not. Probably 5 years ago, our alto 2 decided to pursue a solo career. We auditioned for the alto 2 part, but halfway through the auditions, we kind of threw around the idea of maybe just keeping it as 7. It worked really well because there were 4 ladies and 4 men, and our 2 lowest guys usually get stuck doing the percussion and bass parts. Therefore, you've got 4 ladies doing harmony parts, and it feels really female heavy. If you take off one of the ladies, it evens out a lot better. And 8 feels like a very classical number for an ensemble, which there's nothing wrong with that, but we liked the look of 7 a little more contemporary, just slightly.
So tell us about the a cappella style, because I guess you all have your parts to sing. Which part do you play?
I'm the squeaky one. I sing really high. Yeah. But we all take on different roles, and you know, it's really easy to sink into, this is what I always sing. We are really into kind of shaking things up, and, you know, one of our sopranos even sings a bass line every once in a while. She's done vocal percussion as well. And one of our basses sings a tenor solo. So and we like shaking it up.
It sounds like a cappella music is really on the rise, I guess, isn't it? Because we've had two Pitch Perfect films. We've got another one on the way. What's your impression of those? Do you like them or is that the devil's work?
There's pros and cons because it puts forward this idea that sort of anybody can do it. And that is true and difficult at the same time because you want to encourage people to try. But then there is also that... the aspect of hard work that comes in with it. It's not just a thing that people wake up one day and be able to do. It takes a lot of work. But it is also open to everyone. You can be involved in any way. So it's good and bad. It's made it popular, kind of opened the eyes of the public to what's possible.
And there was also a show on British TV a couple of months ago about intercollegiate a cappella in the States, which I watched with great interest, following various different college groups as they performed. Did you ever go through that sort of process yourself?
I was in an a cappella group in college, but I'm kind of old now, so it wasn't as popular as it is now. So no, I wouldn't say my situation was much like that.
Okay. How long have you been with the group?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years, right, okay. Mm-hmm. And what are the big plans as well as the album? Are you going on tour or anything to launch that?
We do have our launch concert March 30th, and it's in the Cecil Sharp House in London. And that'll be a lot of fun because we're actually bringing a lot of instruments to play with us.
But hang on a minute, you're an a cappella group, aren't you?
Well, that is a common misconception, actually.
Oh, okay.
The early group did tour with bass and drums, instruments, and they also sang with big band quite often. And we still perform with orchestras every once in a while. And on special occasions, we like to have our friends come and play along with us. And, well, it's our launch party, so we can do what we want.
It's your party. You can cry if you want to or anything else. Yeah. And finally, I know you've been doing some work with the students at the Perth School as part of your day here today. What have you been up to with them?
We did a really fun workshop with them. We got to do a little bit of coaching on their own pieces, and that was really interesting. We really were flabbergasted by their talent, actually, and we really were impressed by the song choices, a wide range of choices and skill sets. They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. And anytime we said anything as advice, they readily accepted it and then executed it nearly immediately. And that's pretty, like, uncommon. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Well, best of luck for the show tonight and for all the rest of the shows to come and with, of course, the brand new album that's coming out as well. Sarah Brimer-Davey, thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.